Okay, let's get into the next, not next perek, but next section of the perek, Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Ches, Part 2, as we are in the discussions of Shlomo HaMelech, and he has brought the Aron, or he's in the process of bringing the Aron back to the Beis HaMikdash, and we have the celebration here in Perek Ches. We have a number of Haftorahs. This could be the perek with the most Haftorahs out of any perek in Tanakh. We have the Haftorah for the second day of Sukkot. That's towards the beginning. We have the Torah of Pekudei, which is also towards the beginning, and we also have the Haftorah for Shmini Atzeres at the end of the Parsha. But either way, the second half of this perek talks all about the tefillah. This is all about the tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech davens when he is mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. The first half of the parak, as we discussed, spoke about Jewish history, spoke about the goodness that Hashem showered upon David HaMelech and Shlomo, and now he starts davening, and he has a need. Says the, we'll start again with Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Start with Pasuk Lamed. V'shamata el tchinas avdecha v'amcha Yisrael. Hashem, you have listened to the tchina and the bakasha and the supplications of Am Yisrael. She'ispalu el amakom hazeh. They will daven to this place. V'yata tishma el makom shiftecha al shamayim v'shamata v'salachta. You'll hear. You will forgive. Shlomo HaMelech keeps saying forgive, forgive, because, as the Mefarshim pointed out, vidui is part and parcel of any tefillah. We can't daven properly if we feel that we're perfect. Part of davening is always recognizing that I don't deserve what I'm asking for. That is part of tefillah. There is even a Gemara. The Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Beis discusses why do we have tefillah balachash? Why do we say Shmona Esrei quietly? The Gemara says so we don't embarrass the Ovri Avera. Why? Says Rashi there in Sota Lamed Beis, because part of davening is being mizvada and confessing what I've done wrong. That's part of davening, and therefore you need some type of silent davening, because we don't want that done in public. And therefore, Shlomo keeps saying, like in this pasuk, in Pasuk Lamed, v'salachta, and you shall forgive, meaning we recognize that we don't deserve anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu you have given us, and therefore we daven for it. So what are some of the averas? So the first one listed, es asher yechta ish l'rei eyu v'nasha bo ala la'aloso. If somebody swears in the Beis HaMikdash, uva'alo l'fnei mizbachacha b'bayit, and that oath comes in front of your mizbeach, listed, and they swear falsely. Shlomo HaMelech says, Tishma Hashemayim b'yasisa v'shafata, judge them and be marshia them and strike them down. Meaning, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has patience and he doesn't punish right away, right? If we do something wrong, we don't get punished right away. Shlomo says, if it's something done wrong in this place, in this Makom Kadosh, for the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, please strike them down right away. That's what he davens for. It's interesting though, that if you look, what oath are we talking about here? If you look in the Radak says any oath. Let's say somebody gets into an argument in the Beis HaMikdash, and somebody swears falsely to their friend. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi quotes Chazal and says, no, it's not any oath, but it is specifically what oath is taken in the Beis HaMikdash. There's only one oath that we administer in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the oath of Anisha Sota. When she stands in the Beis HaMikdash and she takes the oath, Rashi says, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. What aver are we talking about? Boel Eishes Ish. And Pasuk Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel. The process of Sota is recorded here. That's the oath we're talking about, where Shlomo HaMelech says that Hashem should follow through on what he says to do with the oath. The Ramban points out in Parshas Naso that Isha Sota is the only halacha in the world of halacha where we rely on a miracle. Nowhere else is a miracle part and parcel of what happens. We give the woman to drink, and if she's guilty, as we know, what happens to her. So we're relying on a miracle. But that's the gavlus of Sota. Dafka, Shlomo HaMelech is emphasizing that's part of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it could happen here. And so in the Mishpat Zelzav, he says maybe that the first thing we most Shlomo davens for is for Shalom Bayis. Right? The proper Shalom Bayis, because Shalom Bayis in each of our houses is really where the Kedusha springs from and connected to the Shalom in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. And that's the first thing that is davened for. And then Shlomo HaMelech and Pasuk Lama Gimel talks about other tzaras. Behi nagev amcha Yisrael lefnei oyev. When we are having trouble with enemy, the Mefarshim note that even though Shlomo is on top of the world, he's being mechanech, there's no enemies, he has everything, he doesn't forget. He doesn't forget what it's like to have tzaras. And therefore, Hashem, when we have tzaras against our enemy, asher yechtu lach, because we sinned, v'shavu alecha midot tshuva v'hodu eshemecha, And we are hodu. What does hodu here mean? Also, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, from the word misvade, hoda and misvade, giving thanks, Rabbi Yaakov explains. You can only give thanks if you realize that you were lacking something. If I feel like I have everything and he did something extra for me, I don't really have to give thanks. When I get something more than what I think I deserve, that's thanks, and that's the connection to Vidu. That's why we know who the Gemara says who was the first one that ever gave thanks in history? Leah. Hapam ode es Hashem by Yehuda. Because now she had four shvatim. That's more than is supposed to, if there were four wives, more than what she is supposed to get. So, when we are subject to an enemy, Shlomo HaMelech says, and we daven to you, please listen to us in accepting our tshuva. Next, Behe Atzar Shamayim, Pasuk Lamed Hey, whenever there are droughts, V'lo Yematar, as we know, the Gemara tells us, based on the second parshin Shema, the one way Hashem communicates with us is by not having rain. So, Behe Atzar Hashem, V'lo Yematar, when there's no rain, please listen to the Tfilos. The Gemara in Tainus, as we know, tells us on the first daf that there were three keys that Hashem does not give to anyone else. Hashem keeps three keys in his own hashkacha, so to speak. And what are they? As the Gemara says, Gimel maftechos biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo nimshu biyad shliach. Gshamim rain, chaya childbirth, tchiyas hameisim. Right, those are the three areas where Hashem directly is in charge. So Shlomo knows that. So Shlomo davens here, when there's no rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give him back. We've mentioned the Torah. The Torah is an unbelievable comment where he says the three things that Hashem is in charge of Matar and Chaya, which is childbirth, and Tchias HaMeisim. And the Gemara adds on one more, Parnasa. That's the Rosh Tevos Mafteach. Matar, Parnasa, Tchias HaMeisim, and Chaya. Those the four things, the four keys that Hashem holds on to himself, that's the word Mafteach. The word Mafteach has those four keys alluded to in it, says the Torah. So the Pasuk says, Behe Atzar Shamayim, Pasuk Lamed Hey, when there is no rain, Hashem says, please listen to them and return them and have them return to you. The Malbim has a beautiful Ha'ar. He says, Shlomo HaMelech here says, first in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, talking about when we fight wars, and Pasuk Lamed Hey, when there is no rain. But if you look carefully, says the Malbim, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, first it says that we do Tishma Shemayim, V'salakta L'chatas Amcha Yisrael. First it talks about tshuva, and then it talks about tefillah. And Hashem should listen. Pasuk Lamed Hey, here it talks about tefillah, and then talks about tshuva. What's the difference? So the Malbim says, as many point out in many other contexts, but the Malbim says it here, there are two ways that Hashem could punish us. One is directly. He punishes us directly, because we deserve something. We deserve an onesh befoal. But the other way that Hashem punishes us is just by removing his hashkacha, and leaving us subject to the elements. When we don't have hashkacha and we're subject to the elements, then memela, you know, we get hurt and we get punished. Either direct, it's like a parent screaming at a child, or ignoring a child. And then the child has no protection of the parent. So the Malbim said that's what's going on here. When an enemy attacks, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved. Onesh befoal. When there's no rain, Hashem, says the Malbim, is just removing his hashkacha. So then there's no rhyme or reason when it rains, when it doesn't rain. There could just not be rain for a long time. So says the Malbim, that's why, by the latter one, the second we daven, even without tshuva, Hashem's going to listen. Because he's just going to bring his hashkacha back. It's easier. But if it's an onesh befoal that we deserve, first we have to do tshuva. And after we do tshuva, then Hashem would listen to our tefilos. That's the Malbim's little diyuk in these two psukim. And then the Shlomo HaMelech continues and talks about other calamities that might happen. Ra'av kiyev ba'aretz, dever, famine, plague, shidafon yirako, and the crops not growing properly. By all of these machlis and negayim, please Hashem, listen to their tefilos. Shlomo already right here on day one of the Beis HaMikdash, he implants in this place to be the center of tefillah forevermore for all of Klal Yisrael. And then in Pasuk Mem Aleph, he continues and says, and it's not just the center for Jews. V'gamel ha-nachri, ashalomi amcha Yisraelu, even for non-Jews. Uva me'eretz rechoka l'man shemecha, even for non-Jews that come. This should be the center, the place for all. The Navi describes in Yeshayahu that this is what we daven for when Mashiach comes. The second parak of Yeshayahu, the haya ba'achris hayamim, the end of days, nachon yeh har beis Hashem barosh harim, v'nisa b'gvos, v'naharu elav, kol hagayim. all the nations of the world are going to recognize that Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, is the center of the universe. V'holchu amim rabim, v'amru l'chu v'na'alel har Hashem, el beit elokei Yaakov. Let us all go to Hashem. They're all going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go there. Ki mitzion teisei Torah u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Where is that pasuk? It's in Yeshayahu, Perek Beis, right here. It's Tisel. Oh, it's emphasizing that all of the nations of the world are going to recognize that this is the center. We also know the halacha is that non-Jews are allowed to bring karbanos. One type of karban. A non-Jew could bring a karban ola. That's it. The Gemara has a machlokes and a Mishnah in Zvachim Dav Memhei, whether a non-Jew's karban has the same status fully, like a Jew's karban or not. There is a Deya, Rabbi Shimon, who says there is no... The psulim that apply to a Jew's carbon do not apply to a non-Jew's carbon. Pigel no servitame. Rabbi Wipas not Rabbi Yossi. No, it's a regular carbon. Regular, you can bring a carbon. Rabbi, you know the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. It was about the non-Jew sending a carbon, the Caesar sending a carbon with Bar Kamsa to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? We know we accept carbonas from non-Jews. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out though that it's only a carbon ola because that reflects their hashkafa on religion. We Jews believe that to be a religious person, you could be involved in this world. You could enjoy this world. We have to be makadish. We have to sanctify everything about this world. But that's why we have the concept of a karban where some is burned on the mizbeach and some is eaten by the kohen, by the owner, right? That we believe in because you could have kedusha and onik Shabbos. You could have a kedusha and simchas yontif. That's possible. But other religions believe you have to totally separate and divorce any gashmias. You can't get married, you can't eat too much, you can't, nothing. Asceticism. That's the only way to achieve kedusha. And that is not what we hold. Just for example, chetzi l'Hashem and chetzi l'Hashem, as we say on yontif, you have to have some for Hashem and some for us. But that's why in Ola, which is kulo kalil, is totally burned in the mizbeach. That is what reflects their hashkafas olam about religion. And says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Brachos, that's why that is the only one that we accept from them. So continuing. So non-Jews also, ki yishmuna shimcha gadol, when they hear your great name, Hashem, behispalel ala bayis hazeh, they will daven. The atah, pasuk mem gimel, atah tishma shamayim mechon shivtecha, listen to their philos. And he has a phrase that Chazal pick up on, V'asisa k'chala sheyikre lecha nachri. Please do whatever the non-Jew asks. Do whatever the non-Jew asks, so that they will know, l'man yedun k'chala me'aretz, like, so they'll know, eshemecha, etc. Rashi and the Radak, both quote, Rashi on the previous pasuk, on pasuk mem gimel, quotes that there's, if you look closely, there's difference in tfilos. When it comes to the Jew, Shlomo HaMelech says, please, v'nasata l'ishka chol d'rachav, listen and give them what they deserve. That's what Shlomo says about the Jews. But the non-Jews, he says, give them whatever they ask. That's not fair. Give the non-Jews whatever they ask. This is a makom merkaz for Jews. Say Chazal, Rashi and the Radak both quote it. Because when it comes to Jews, we could recognize that if our tefillos aren't answered, it's because we don't deserve it. And we're not makir, and we have to work harder, and we have, well, for whatever reason, we recognize that Hashem is the greatest to hativ umativ, and even if we don't get the answer that we want to get, we recognize that it's all for the good. Gamzu l'tova. But non-Jews, the nachrim, ovdei gililim, if they don't get the answers, then they'll say, okay, this God is just like all other gods. Ovdei gililim, korei tagar, bayish eshmo holech l'sof olam, nisyagati, I schlepped to come here, and I don't get an answer? So Shlomo says, please, answer them even more, because they don't recognize that this is, that there's something called Schar Va'onesh. And Rashi even says it, if you remember, in Parshas Toldos. Rashi says on the Pasuk of Yitan Lecha, by the Pasuk Yaakov and Esav. It's the same thing. Rashi says there that the Esav, you know, he has to get, you know, everything. Mashenk and Yaakov. Oh, and Rashi even quotes, I forgot, Rashi even quotes our Pasuk. Rashi quotes our Pasuk. Rashi quotes there what he quotes here. So to Esav, you got to give, right? Give him even if he doesn't deserve it, right? That Rashi picks up on that over there in Toldos as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an important tshuva where he discusses non-Jews and davening in general. Do non-Jews have to daven? It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. So Rav Moshe says, non-Jews don't have a chiyuv to daven. This is in Arachayim, Chelek, Beis, Simen, Chafhei. But Rav Moshe says there is one time that non-Jews have to daven. And that is when there's an Eis Tzara. When there's a calamity. When there's something wrong. So then, even non-Jews have to daven. Not what we daven, but they have to turn to God. Why? It's not in the Sheva Mitzvos. The answer is it is, says Rav Moshe. Because when something happens in life and we don't turn to God, that's a reflection of a lack of emuna. They have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Avodah Zarah. Right? They're mitzvah and Avodah Zarah. So not turning to God at a difficult time, so that's a lack of Avodah Zarah, one of the Sheva Mitzvos. Avol Nir Lani Yisdaiti, says Rav Moshe. Dehu rak lekvoa chiyav lehispalel. Av kshein lo tzorech miyuchad, levake sheiz adavar. Aval kshein mispalel rak sheish lo tzorech, kagon sheish lo chole, o shein lo parnasa hu kechiyav mamish. Right, that's a chiyav. Why? Ze ikra emuna ma'ashem yisprach. That's to believe that Hashem is in control of everything. Rak hu ano sein parnasa v'arofei cholim. Ukshein abotecha l'ashem yisprach v'enu mispalel elav, ariki enu mamin bo, umamin bedvar macherim. And therefore, that is, even though emuna is not beferish one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, he says that's definitely part of it. And then he talks about what a non-Jew is allowed to daven. Not for now, right now. But that's Rav Moshe in terms of non-Jews davening. Good, back to the parak. Then Shlomo HaMelech continues. Ki etzi amcha l'melchama, when they go out to war. Up until now, was talking about the Beis HaMikdash proper. Now we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash being a zchus, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. When your nation goes out to war and they dive into you, please listen and know that nobody's perfect. Ein adam asher lo yechta. Sounds like a pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech said elsewhere in Koheles. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tova lo yechta. He says nobody's perfect, and you're going to get angry at them, but please accept their tshuva. Accept their tshuva. And then in pasuk Memches, v'shavo elecha b'chol levavam, they're going to come back and do tshuva b'chol nafsham. V'hispalelu elecha derech artsam. They will dive into you the derech through this land. Right, that is the source. Like another pasuk in this parak, for always davening towards Eretz Yisrael, as we discussed in the last parak, Derech Artsam. I didn't mention it last time, but the Rambam even quotes this at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. It's an Iker part of Tefillah to daven towards Eretz Yisrael, and to daven towards Yerushalayim, and to daven towards the Beis HaMikdash, because all Tefillahs go through the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel, when he's going into the basics, imaya ragel marbe bechina bakasha, vimaya aros vasayim medaber kifiyachlo kolay cheyirtsa, v'chein minyan atfilos yeshem ispalo pam achas bayom, v'yeshem ispalo pam harbe. This is originally before we had the three set tfilos of Chazal. People daven how often they wanted, but you have to daven at least once a day. But one thing everybody did even before the takana v'hakolayim ispalolin. Nochach HaMikdash. Bechol Makom Sheyiyah. Wherever you are in the world, you daven towards the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein Hayadara Tamid Mi Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Ezra. Right? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu, they daven towards Eretz Yisrael. Right? Even then, even before they designated Yerushalayim. Either way, so the pasuk continues. So daven this way. And Shlomo HaMelech now continues. Pasik Nun Aleph. Ki Amcha V'dachaloschahem. And now he gets to another element. Please, remember, they are your Am. They are your heritage. The Malbim says here. Now Shlomo is saying, even if they don't deserve it, but you redeemed them. And once you took them out of Mitzrayim, so now they are your responsibility, God. Hey, Masher, say something Mitzrayim. Mitok Kura Barzel. You took them out of the melting pot, the Kura Barzel, or rather the smelting pot, where they purify silver. That's the Kura Barzel. The Ksava Kabbalah writes in the beginning of Dvarim that's what Mitzrayim was. It purified us. It sanctified us, because we had to go through that in order to become who we are. Ilu Hebrews Yisrael, Vishpiel and Tovos Gedolos, Bilti Shibud. If Hashem would have just taken us out and given us goodness without the difficulty, lo hay if we wouldn't recognize the salvation that Hashem brought to us, we wouldn't have been ready to accept all of the laws. Only because we had difficulty, and with the Korah Barzel, that's why we're able to accept it. And Shlomo HaMelech says, please, the relationship that you have with them from Yetzias Mitzrayim until now, please recognize that. In Divrei HaYamim, there are two extra psukim that are quoted, that are not quoted here in Sefer Malachim, which is unusual. The last two psukim in Divrei HaYamim Beis Perek Vav. Kuma Hashem Elokim Lunuchecha Atavaronu Zecha. Koanecha Hashem Elokim Yilbashut Shua. Al Tashay Panem Shichecha Zachra Lachasti David Avdecha. That's the pasuk quoted in the Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed when they were trying to get into the Beis HaMikdash and the doors wouldn't open until Shlomo mentioned David. That's this last pasuk. The last pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that's what was mentioned, but it's not mentioned here in Malachim. But then we have the last section of the parak. Vayehi pasuk nun dalet. Kechalo Shlomo lespalel Hashem. When Shlomo finished davening, and this starts the Haftorah for Shmini Atzeres. I saw, interesting, some Svarim say that even though there are Shevenu Shpizin, one for each day of Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres is Keneged Shlomo. And that's the Haftorah. The Haftorah of Shlomo. 8 days, the 8th day Shlomo is Lamala Menateva, is completeness, and that's Shalem. So when he finished davening and bringing all the karbanos, Vayamod, Vayabarach, as Kol Kal Yisrael, give them a bracha. Baruch Hashem, Hashem Asa Menucha, Lama Yisrael, blesses Hashem, who gave us Menucha, who hasn't left us, and this is going to be the center of the entire universe. A lot of famous psukim here, right, that we say on Simchas Torah, Kasher Yi Hashem Lakenu Imanu, Kasher Yim Avoseinu, Laman Das Kol Amei Haaretz, Pasuk Samach, that all the nations should know that Hashem is Elokim Ein Od. And then interestingly, in Pasuk Sama Gimel, it says that there were thousands of karbanos brought this day. So, says the Navi, Bayomahu Kidash HaMelech El Toch HaChatzer, Shlomo Melech sanctified the courtyard. What does that mean? The Gemara in Tzvachim has two opinions. One opinion was, there were so many animals that they didn't fit on the Mizbeach. There was too much going on, so Shlomo Melech allowed them to sacrifice and burn animals on the floor of the Chatzer. There wasn't enough room. So there were thousands of animals. So that day, the first day, they can be makriv anywhere in the area. The other opinion says, no, that's not what happened. Rather, it means that he just set up a larger mizbeach. Either way, that's the phrase in Pasuk Samach Dalin. And finally, the last few psukim, which are crucial and defining. Vayash Lomo, Pasuk Samachay, Ba'esahi Esachag, V'kol Yisrael Imo, they made a party. Kahal Gadol Milavo Hamas Anachal Mitzrayim. All of the Jews from Eretz Yisrael, from Levo Hamas all the way up north, up until down to the river of Egypt. Levnei Hashem Elokeinu, Shivas Yamim v'Shivas Yamim. 14 days. 14-day party in Tishrei. Chazal tell us in Moed Katan, Rashi quotes it, that year the Jews ate on Yom Kippur. It was a 2-week party. 2-week party, including Yom Kippur. It was the first 7 days, and then the second 7 days was Sukkos. So the 7 days before that, including Yom Kippur, the 10th of Tishrei. So the Gemara says they ate on Yom Kippur, and then they did tshuva that they ate on Yom Kippur, but it seems to be that Shlomo HaMelech was in charge here. They were able to eat. The Gemara said they did a kal v'chomer, right? It was like karbanos, right? Because everything they ate, they were on such a level, the Mefarshim explained, they felt that everything they were eating was karbanos, and karbanos are mutter on Shabbos. So too eating is mutter on Yom Kippur. That's what they felt. The Radak says you can read the psukim that they didn't actually eat. They brought the karbanos, they didn't eat them until the next night. But either way, that is the much discussion about that halacha. There's another halacha learned out from these psukim. The Gemara in Moed Katan also tells us that ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Why didn't Shlomo just make the yontif on Sukkos? Right? Why didn't he overlap it? Why did he make it 7 and then 7? Because you can't mix smachot, just like you can't get married on Yontif. You can't, Shlomo, the halacha is you couldn't have the celebration for the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. So that's why he had 7 days, and then he had 7 days, 14 days altogether. These psukim are a source, one of the sources for making a siyum. Making a siyum. The Rashbam writes in Baba Basra, when you finish a mitzvah, that takes you an extended period of time, you can make a siyum. It's not just learning, right? When you finish a mitzvah, here the whole Beis HaMikdash took them a long time, took them many years, as we learned earlier. So you can make a mitzvah. That's what the Ramban quotes the Medrash in Parsha, the end of Parsha Mishpatim. The Ramban says, Vayishtu, sha'asu simcha v'yantif, ki chova lismach b'kabbalas ha-Torah. When this was also a Kabbalah Satorah, now Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, Kasher Tziva B'Kasim Al Divrei HaTorah V'Chulu, and then it says, V'Yochlo V'Yishu L'Fnei Hashem, let's find a line, Mikan She'osin Mishtel L'Gomer Shel Torah. They quote the Pasuk right here, and from here you learn, you make a party when you finish Torah. But obviously they didn't finish Torah here. They finished a mitzvah, but also finishing a large mitzvah. You make a celebration. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes here in his commentary, the same idea as Rev Soloveitchik says, in another context. What they finished? They're starting. This is the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash. So they didn't finish anything. They're just starting. The answer is no. That's the point of a siyum, is always a celebration of finishing and starting. They finished a process of a mitzvah, and now they're starting. And whenever you have a siyum, Rav Soloveitchik said that in Europe, the greatest kibud on Simchas Torah was Chasen Breishis, not Chasen Torah. In here we say, you know, in our modern day, it's all chas and tara, everyone has to finish. He said, no, chas and breishes was the key, because that's starting again, that's the ikker. And that's hadron alach, we're going to come back to you, that's what we say at Asiyim. But that's the celebration here, it's the big finishing up of the Beis HaMikdash, but it is the starting of the next stage of actually using the Beis HaMikdash. And the parak ends off, Bayom HaShmini, Shilach HaSa'am, Yevarchu HaSamelech, on the eighth day. What does that mean? Shmini Atzeres. But really, the Mefarshim say it was the next day. They weren't allowed to leave on Shmini Atzeres, so they stayed till the next day. Vayelchu la'aleim smechem v'tovei lev. They all went home happy. Akala tova asher asa Hashem l'David avdo. On all the goodness that Hashem did to David uli Yisrael amo. Amazing. It ends off running to Shlomo. On all the goodness that Hashem did to David. Why? Because this was David's project. This was David's dream, and he prepared for it. And according to Chazal, that's how they got in only after, he mentioned David HaMelech, right? It's only after that. And that's why David and Shlomo as his son, but not Shlomo as an independent person, they are in Baruch Hashem, into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here. Paraches, next time we pick up with a shorter prakim, as we will see, as we get into now, Shlomo HaMelech has his reign. He has started his reign, he has the Beis HaMikdash, and now we get into the continuation of his Malchus.